奉主耶稣基督圣名在这里证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence tonight's service.
今天是这个周日的第一年的周日聚会。
Tonight is the first night of this year's Monday service.
那么想用这个题目神所向我们神向我们要的是什么呢？来做我们互相勉励。
Therefore, I would like to use this topic of what does God require of us as our mutual encouragement.
让我们在今年呢，有一个方向，有个原则。
So that we all have a principle and a direction.
我相信有很多的老信徒看到这个题目，都知道用什么经节讲什么道理。
I'm sure that many of our old members, when you see this topic, you will probably know what verses we will be seeing.
对，可能我们知道经节，可是我们再深入一下，来了解这句话的意思。
But we should also try to look at it further and to understand the true meaning of this topic.
我们请翻弥迦书第六章的第六节到第八节。
Let's turn to Micah.
弥迦书第六章第六节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 6.
弥迦书第六章第六节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 6.
弥迦书第六章第六节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 6.
我朝见神，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？第七节。
7.
神岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油禾吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我所生的吗？第八节。世人啊，神已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神与你的神同行。在这里这个作者提到说他来到神的圣殿。
In here the author talks about when he reached to the temple of God.
那他不是像很多的信徒说，我来教会是从神那边可以得到什么
？He is not like others when he comes to the chapel. He wants to gain something from God.
而是他来到神面前，他是想，既然神这么伟大，我应该带个礼物来给神。
Instead, when he comes to the chapel, he think about what kind of things he should bring in order to glorify him.
他在思考要献上什么呢？
He's thinking what kind of things.
是牛犊吗
？Is it calves?
是千千万万的这个山羊吗
？Is it thousand rivers of oil?
还是万万的油禾吗
？Or thousands of rams?
还是我所生的这个长子呢
？Or his firstborn?
后来作者在这第六章第八节，真的是一针见血，把神所要的很清楚的讲明给我们知道。
But he spoke in verse 8 very clearly to us that what kind of things we should offer.
所以这个神不是有钱人的神。
Therefore, this God is not a wealthy God.
每一个人都可以做到第六章第八节所说的。
Everyone can be able to accomplish what is written in verse 8.
那我们看第一，神所向我们要的是什么呢？
Let's first look at whatDoes God require of us?
首先呢，神要我们行公义。
First, the Lord asks us to act justly.
通常我们觉得说我很行公义。
We often would think that we would act justly.
比如说，像今天我在家里休息、清扫，做我该做的事。
For example, today we stay at home and then we clean our house.
我去上班，我下班回来。
Or we go to work and come back.
我没做什么坏事啊。
We did not do any wrong.
那通常是这样子啊。通常我们觉得说我们是行公义的。
We will usually think that we have acted justly.
可是通常是当我们跟人家有利益冲突的时候。
But when we have encountered a different advantage or disadvantage
conflict
between a conflict or interest between others.
还是当我们贪心的时候。
Or when we are greedy.
还是当我们被得罪的时候。
Or when we are wronged.
这时候才是什么行公义的时候。
This is a time when we act justly.
其他时候很简单。
All the other times is easy for us.
有时候我常常坐飞机飞来飞去，从凤凰城飞到这里。
Often I would catch a fly in between Phoenix and here.
我不知道有多少人啊，在飞机场和在飞机上跟我坐在我旁边。
I don't know how many people I have met when I was when I took flights.
大家都很友善。
Everyone was very friendly.
啊，你跟他打招呼 hi， 他跟你打招呼 hi。
And when you say hi, they will reply with you with hi.
可是有没有想过说，可能说不定这一个人啊，旁边那一个人啊，可能是那个 mafia， 那个黑帮的老大，杀人不眨眼的。
But perhaps the one that sitting beside you might be a mafia who have killed someone before.
可是他看起来穿西装打领带，看起来很正直啊。
Yet he dressed in suits and looks very justly.
可是我们知道啊，这个如果我们把这个drug lord， 就是这个毒品的老大，把他的利益啊，还是他的拍卖的这个要卖这个毒品的得利的路途啊，把它砍掉的话，报纸说啊，很多人死了，都还不知道为什么死。
And but if we are to cut the lifeline of a drug lord, and we the news would say that whoever dies on the newspaper would not even be noticed.
我们可以看到说，其实啊，连那个什么黑帮的老大啊，你跟他来往啊，在表面上都是很客气的，大家都是很客气的。
Therefore, even the mafia, we can treat them nicely on the surface.
好，我们来看诗篇十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 15.
诗篇十五篇。
Psalms chapter 15.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
诗篇。
Psalms
十五篇
Chapter 15
第一节
Verse 1
诗篇十五篇第一节
Psalm 15 verse 1
神啊，谁能聚居你的帐幕，谁能住在你的圣山。第二节
Verse 2
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人。第三节
3
他不以舌头毁谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻里。第四节
Four.
他眼中藐视匪类，却尊重那敬畏神的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏啊，也不更改。第五节
Five.
他不放再取利，不收贿赂以害无辜。行这些事的人啊，必永不动摇。在这里第一节作者提到说，谁可以住在神的圣山，谁可以待到教会，谁可以以后住到神的那个永生的家。
In here, verse 1 says, "Who can dwell in the sanctuary and the holy hill, which is the church?"
那第二节呢，其实就是在讲行公义，用三种不同的说法。
In verse 2, he talks about three ways to act justly.
一种是行为。
One is the acts of actions.
另外一个是做事。
The other one is doing things.
第三呢就是说话。
And the other one is speaks.
那么从第三节到第五节就其实在描述什么，就是在描述第二节，就举例子了。
And verse 3 and onwards is using some examples to describe verse 2.
第三节呢其实在讲关于人所说的话。
Verse 3 talks about the things that people speak about.
真的有时候啊当一个人做错的时候
，When someone have done something wrong，
我们有一些人呢、真的用一种很严厉的、恣意的言语啊，把人讲得好低、好低、好贱呢。
We would chastise them in a way that we are so righteous and that they are so lowly。
有的时候，我们把那声音录起，把那个录起来的话。当我们灵修好再回去听啊，真的有时候觉得很惭愧。
If we record our speech and then we cultivate ourselves and listen that phrase again, we will feel ashamed.
所以这个没有说公义的话，就是把人毁谤啊，把人讲得很黑啊。其实人的也是有他的优点啊。
And if we do not speak in righteous, then we won't have any good points at all.
好，那第四节呢，就提到说我们不会去效法，那说 我们不会去效法那些作恶的人啊。
And verse 4, it talks about that we are not like those who would do something bad.
不是，第四节，这是说我眼中藐视匪类，这不是说真的说我们去藐视人，而是说我们不会向他去学习。
And we will not learn from these vile men.
而会去学习那好的。
We will only learn from those who are good.
比如说我们答应人的事情。
And for example, if we promise someone,
就是说他发的誓啊，虽然自己吃亏也不更改啊。
Even it hurts, then he will not change.
这个就是说我们跟人当中啊，我们答应别人我们会做什么事。
If we make a promise to someone to something that we will actually do.
比如说我们跟我们父母亲说，好，妈妈跟我们说这个要做什么事情，我们说好。
If, for example, if we promise our parents to do something,
我们要去做。
We have to do it.
没有去做，其实就是没有行公义。
Without doing it, that means we have not done justly.
有时候我们答应别人说我们在什么时候碰面。
And if we promise someone to meet at a certain time,
那当然慢几分钟是没，大家都是很有宽容的心，可能差一两分钟没关系的。
If we are late for a couple minutes, then we can still show mercy.
那真的有时候有些人让人家等很久又不打个电话去啊。
But sometimes some people may be late for a very long time and without making a call at all.
所以我们答应的人的事情，我们要思考，我们要去做，没有去做的话，其实行不没有行公义的。
Therefore, when we have promised someone, we have to do it.
那第五节讲到金钱上。
In verse 5, it talks about monetary needs.
这个就是在讲关于如果有人啊要贿赂我们，给我们一些好处，可是希望说我们特别为他做一些特别的事情，可是没有公义。
And if someone was to bribe us and in order to do something unjust,
这通常有时候在这个生意上可能有人会想贿赂我们。
And for example, if we are doing business and someone was trying to bribe us,
还是我们是做这个处长有人也会想说巴结我们。
Or we are the head of a certain department and someone would try to bribe us,
还是我们想要巴结别人行一些不公义的事情。
Or we are the one who is bribing others.
那有时候也为了金钱啊，在那边谋算怎么去占人的便宜。
And sometimes we because of this monetary advantage, we wanted to take advantage of others.
有时候人们呢常常只看到自己的益处，用自己的想法想到自己，觉得自己是对的。
And many times, men would only think about himself.
比如说好了。
For example.
比如说有两个人投资，每个人投资40万。
And for example, two people they would invest on something. Each person would take out $400,000.
那么经济不好了，跌下来了。
And when the economy is bad, and the value of these money,
那这个生意呢，只价值可能20万。
Now the business
40万了，不是40万，不是80万。
Now the business only values about $400,000.
那有些人就想到自己，我以前一年前这个投入40万，那我要退股，我应该拿40万。
And so when one person wants to back up from this investment, he would think that since I have already put $400,000 in there, all I want back is $400,000.
可是对另外一个人来讲，这个简直是他没办法同意的事情。
But for another person, this is something that he cannot agree.
可是我有时候人就觉得说这是对的，这是我理应该得的。
But then a man tends to feel that this is right for him.
所以有时候为了利益，人们看的东西也不太一样。
And because of this conflict of interest, people will have different.
人们也常常为了钱啊，常常做一些撒谎还是做错事情。
Many people because of the money they would lie, or
比如说
do something wrong.
这个报税的时候。
For example, when you report tax.
还是退休的时候啊，自己有钱，可是为了要领政府的钱啊，把钱呢藏起来丢给别人。丢给孩子。
Or when you retire and then you would try to gain more from the government.
告诉政府说我没有钱。
And telling the government that you have no money.
的确是没有钱啊。
Indeed, you do not have money.
那有时候我在想，每个人都这样做的话，我想政府很快就会破产了。
But
政府已经快破产了。
But if everyone is doing this, then probably very soon the government will be bankrupt.
所以我们可以看到说，事实上很多人，可能包括我们在内，为了钱财啊，我们没有行公义。
Therefore, many people might include us as well that we do not act justly.
那这行公义就是说。我们欠神的，我们欠人的，我们要该给的要给。
Act justly means that when we owe someone or when you owe God, we need to repay back.
我们该给神的时间我们要给，
if
包括读经祷告。
If we need to pay back time to God, then we need to pay back.
还是我们要给别人这个小费啊，该给的我们还是要给啊。
Or when we need to give out tips to the waiters, then we need to
我们该给我们的儿女的时间呢，我们还是要给。
If we need to pay extra times to our children, we need to
可是有时候人为了金钱就牺牲神，牺牲这个信仰，牺牲儿女。
Yet a lot of times because of the money that we need or that we want, we would sacrifice all those things.
说这个行公义不是说在通常没有利益冲突的时候，最困难是在有利益冲突的时候，是在金钱上有贪心的时候，有人得罪我们的时候，我们才这个常常没有行公义。
And what's the most difficult thing is that when we have conflict of interest, then we would tend to get the monetary needs instead of all the times and hearts that we put into our family.
在我们祷告里面，我们要行公义。
In our prayer, we need to act justly.
所以在祷告里行公义，就是说我们要祈求这个该祈求的，神要我们祈求的。
What does mean by that means when we need to ask something.To the will of God.
如果我们乱求，其实还是在打发时间啊。其实我们虽然祷告，这没有在真的行公义。
If we pray vaguely, then we are not acting justly.
在马太福音第九章三十八节，我们可以向神祈求差派，让求神差派更多的工人来这个收割了，来帮助我们成长，来去宣道。
In Matthew chapter 9, it says.That we need to ask for more workers in order to harvest.
这是神所愿意的事，我们要去祈求。
This is something.
就行公义了。
This is something that God please.
好，那我们下看这个翻回弥迦书。
Let's turn back to Micah.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第八节的下一句话。我们放个书签在这里，所以我们常会翻回来。
Let's put a bookmark on here.
第八节下一段话说，神所要的是我们好怜悯。
And then, the second thing that God wants us to do is to have mercy.
什么叫做怜悯
？What does it mean mercy?
怜悯就是施恩给别人。
It means that we need to have mercy to others.
特别是那一个人不配的时候。
Especially when that person is unworthy to receive this mercy.
那神要我们不是知道怜悯啊。
God does not want us to just know mercy.
圣经上所要求是说好怜悯啊。
The Bible tells us that we need to have mercy.
Love mercy.
To love mercy.
圣经上没有说知道怜悯。
The Bible did not say that to know mercy.
可是我们通常读这句话的时候，我们的了解是我知道了，我知道了，知道怜悯。
But our understanding only stops at understands mercy.
什么叫做好怜悯？好就是说什么叫好
？What does it mean to love mercy？
你看看哦，我们有些儿女啊，一有时间哦，赶快往电脑那边跑玩电脑。
And for example, our children, whenever they have time, they will rush to the computer.
你不用跟他讲说啊，我去祷告啊什么，他。这个他自动会去玩电脑啊。
you do not need
很喜欢
to, you do not need to tell them, they automatically will rush to the computer.
那甚至呢
and play
不玩电脑还在想电脑
or
游戏
to the point that even they are not playing the computer, they will still think about it.
啊，有些年轻人废寝忘食啊，拼命的玩，可以不吃饭了，不睡觉，不喝水。
And some people to the point that they would stop eating and drinking in order to play those games.
同时啊，这个有些人赚钱也是这样子啊。
And
好赚钱。
Some people because they would do the same in order to gain more money.
整天都在想啊，怎么去赚钱，怎么又想办法赚更多的钱。
Every day they would think about what kind of ways I can do in order to gain more money.
所以我们可以看到说，我们是什么叫做喜爱啊？喜爱就是那种可以废寝忘食、很投入。
So what does it mean, love?
不用别人跟我们讲，我们就去自己做了。
To love something means that, without anyone to tell us, we will do things that.
那神也要我们这样子去好怜悯。
And God also wants us to love mercy like this.
常常啊，在想找机会，看到机会去什么去。怜悯人
to find opportunities to love others,
而且在做怜悯的事情的时候啊，是很认真，可以说废寝忘食在做。
And so that to the point that when we show mercy to others, that it's very automatically.
其实神要我们这样做，其实也是为我们自己好啊。
And the reason God wants us to do this is for our own good.
你看那个我们。很多人都知道这个大卫犯罪以后
As we know, after David have sinned,
在撒母耳记下十二章啊，这个神差派这个拿单先知啊，跟大卫讲个故事。
In 2 Samuel chapter 12, it describes that Nathan told King David a story.
啊，说有个有钱人啊，自己羊不杀啊，去杀别人的羊去给客人吃。
There's a rich man who doesn't kill his own sheep, but kill someone else's in order to feed his visitors.
那拿单先生问他说啊，请我们该怎么处理这个人
？And Prophet Nathan asked King David, "What should we do about this?"
大卫啊，很公义啊，说该死。
And David was very justly and telling him that this person should die.
而且还要还四倍。
And then he has to return four times.
拿单先生说，那就是你。
And then Prophet Nathan told him that this is you.
他吓一跳。
He was shocked.
他定自己的罪。
He had judged himself.
他后来也付出了四倍，他的儿女死了四个。
And therefore, he also repaid back four times, meaning that his children, four of his children died.
其实大卫啊，如果有想到自己啊，这个做错事情
，If David had thought about his own mistakes，
他可能听到这个拿单先生讲的故事，他想，哎，这就是我啊。
And he would, after hearing Nathan's story, he would immediately think about himself.
他绝对不会说按照律法偿还四倍。
He would not say that according to the law, this person needs to repay four times.
他说不定说。这个人的确有错，那这样子了，我帮他偿还四倍啊。
And he should say that this person have done something wrong, but I will repay back for him.
那神也会怜悯他。
And God will probably show even more mercy.
其实神常常哈看我们所做的来报应给我们。
And many times God would use our own actions to repay us.
可是我们常常是我们很有公义，可是啊。没有什么，有时候很少慈爱。
However, we most of the time we act justly, but without mercy.
那我们来谈啊，为什么人不喜欢啊好怜悯
？Let's talk about why would men not show mercy,
not love mercy,
not love mercy?
是因为啊啊要牺牲啊。
It is because we all need to sacrifice.
其实我们想想看，其实这种牺牲是好的。
If we think about it, this kind of sacrifice is actually very good.
在天国有赏赐，神也恩待我们在世上。
Because we will gain treasures in heaven.
好，那 那我们再来想想，那我们要怎么做啊？要做什么事啊？才做是好怜悯。
So what kind of things we should do in order to love mercy?
我们再想想主耶稣，我们的神啊，怎么对待我们
？How does Lord Jesus treat us?
啊，在路加福音第六章三十五节、三十六节，可以看到说有一个瘸腿的，这个四个人把他带过来。
In Luke chapter 5,
这个我记得那个我们的大卫弟兄啊讲过啊，四个人抬着这个摊子。
It talks about four men carrying a leper.
不是 leper, lame.
A lame.
那么主耶稣呢怎么对待这个摊子
？And how did Jesus treat this lame person?
他赦免他的罪。
He forgave his sins.
后来呢，医好他的病。
And he healed his sickness.
我们想看，神也是这样对待我们。
And God also treats us the same way.
当我们不认识神的时候，在在很困难，在经济上，还是在个心灵上，还是在身体上疾病的时候，很痛苦的时候，我们来寻求神。
When we encounter difficulties, for example, physical illness or financial hardship, and we all receive mercy from God.
我们来到教会，什么？神给我们救恩啊，洗礼，把我们罪洗掉，成为他的儿女。
And when we come to church, God gave us His salvation so that we can all be saved.
神也后来也医治我们的病。
And He also healed our sickness.
所以，这些人只祈求说医好他的这个瘫子，就是没办法走路的病啊。可是主耶稣给他更多。
And this lame person only asked for healness, but yet God gave him even more.
所以我们今天看到有人需要的时候。我们不要说看着不管。
So, when someone is in need, we should not be careless.
那看到他所需要，我们不要只光光给他这个他所需要的。我们再想想看，他还需要什么东西
？And we should not just give him what he needs, but we also needs to give more than what he needs.
就像这个波阿斯碰到路的。
Just like when Boaz met Ruth.
他知道说啊，这个路德啊是穷苦的。
He knows that Ruth is a very poor woman.
波阿斯不只是在这个什么食物上啊帮助她。
He does not just help her in terms of daily needs.
他想到说这个路德啊是一个外邦人，来到这里呢会受欺压，心里会恐惧，会难过，所以他用一种用恩慈的话来欢迎他，来安慰他。
He knows that she is a Gentile, and when she entered into this society, she will be afraid, and therefore he treat her with very nice words, and gave her a lot of goods.
所以这种就是好怜悯。
And this is a way of showing a loving mercy.
那还有一种好怜悯的方法，就是很乐意的去赦免别人。
And another way of love mercy is to have mercy on others.
通常会得罪我们的人都是我们周围的人，也是我们所爱的人。
And when someone have done something wrong against us, they are usually our close friends.
如果说我们的配偶跟我们道歉
，if our spouse say sorry to us,
我们应该就赦免他。
We should forgive them.
不要哦，还是气恨愤愤的，我要训你一顿了。我说完以后才痛快啊。
We should not still carry this anger that we would want to say loud.
想想看啊，如果我们向别人道歉，人家还会训我们一顿，把我们压低低的。我们真的说好难，很已经很难过了，就很丢脸的，你还要这样子侮辱我吗？
And if we have already said sorry to someone, and then he still continues to chastise you, that would be a very bad feeling.
好怜悯就是他这次啊得罪我们说对不起，可是我们心里准备说好了，下次我也原谅你了。
Love mercy means that when someone have done you wrong and you forgive him, that means the next time he would also do the same thing to you.
不是。是，我是 这个人得罪我，对不对？他说对不起，我说好，我赦免你。那我心里自己说，我下次啊也是已经赦免你的啦。
Oh, okay. So when someone had done us wrong, and then they say sorry to us, and then we will forgive them, and means that the next time we will also forgive them.
因为我们好怜悯，我很希望，很愿意啊、给予，就是去做，而且下次我包括在内，这个。就像有些人嘛，你去餐厅吃饭，对不对？他们，你吃完饭，下次他给你个 coupon， 就是说这次你吃完以后可以给你个那个纸条，说下次你免费可以来吃、啊。
And because we are so willingly to show this mercy and love mercy to others, so that just like when we go out to eat, and then the restaurant would give us coupons so that we can go again next time.、Yeah.
那么这个好怜悯呢，绝对啊这么积极的去愿意去赦免别人，我们不会想说啊我会说他坏话去攻击他，不可能的，我们就赦免了，哪会再想去毁谤他呢？
If we love mercy and then we forgive others, we will not even think about saying bad words to them.
这也包括说，如果我们的仇敌有些人不太喜欢我，还对待我不好，可是他有需要的时候，我们还是照样的给他帮助。
And sometimes our friends might still treat us unjustly or badly, but we still should show and love mercy to them.
那我们可能有些人觉得说，这好困难哦，会不会
？People might think that this might be really hard for us to do.
其实有两个方法。
There are two ways.
两个都要做。
And we all have to do this.
第一个方法，我们看罗马书第五章第五节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
第五章第五节，
盼
望不至于羞耻、啊、因为所赐给我们的圣灵、啊、将神的爱、啊、浇灌在我们心里。
And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
圣经上说、啊、神将他的爱、啊、倒在我们心里，借着圣灵。
And here the Bible tells us that God has poured out His love.By the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，如果我们圣灵充满的话，很自然的，我们有那种神的性情，那种神的怜悯心。
Therefore, if we have the fullness of Holy Spirit, we naturally will have the heart of Jesus.
那如果没有的话，可能我们觉得我们自己很属灵，可能不是那么属灵了。
And if we do not do this, we will not feel as holy.
如果我们觉得很属灵，我们自己很属灵。
If we feel that we are very holy or spiritual,
可是我们没有那种好怜悯的心了，我们不是那么属灵了。
But if we without loving mercy, we are actually not very spiritual.
好，那第二点，主耶稣告诉我们说啊，我们要我们彼此相爱，就像主耶稣爱我们一样。
And the second point is that Lord Jesus tells us we should love others just as Lord Jesus loved us.
所以这个值得我们常常去思考，主耶稣怎么爱我们。
Therefore, we need to think about how Lord Jesus loves us.
如果没有思考啊，我们一片空白，就是用我们自己意识来对待别人。
Without any thoughts, then we will only use our own ways of showing love.
所以常常提醒我们自己，我们是要好怜悯，不是知道怜悯。
Therefore, we need to often remind ourselves to love mercy, not just to understand mercy.
如果没有这样子做的话，我们会发觉到说，这个是一个爱的教会。
If we do this, then we will realize that this is a church filled with love.
大家一起做的话，我们家庭会觉得是爱的家庭。
If we do this at home, we will feel the love of family.
好，最后我们翻回弥迦书第六章。
Let's turn back to Micah chapter 6.
第八节最后一段。
Verse 8, the last phrase.
在这里，圣经上说啊，神所要我是什么呢？是纯谦卑的心啊，与神同行。
And to walk humbly with your God.
什么叫做与神同行？
What does it mean to walk with God?
就是行神的旨意了。
Which means to do the will of God.
啊，行神的命令。
To do the commandments of God.
可是神不是要我们行神的旨意，神是要我们带着谦卑的心啊，行神的旨意。
But God does not want us to do the will of God, but He wants us to do the will of God humbly.
不一样。
This is different.
当为什么把这个这句话放在最后呢
？Why does the author wants to put this as the last phrase?
当一个人行公义、好怜悯的时候
，When someone do act justly and love mercy,
就像约伯
，just like Job,
神说他是一个敬畏神的人。
God says he is a God. He is a man fearing God.
约伯跟他朋友讲，我怎么用慈爱对待那些孤儿寡妇、贫穷的人。
Job described how he treat the poor man and children to his friends.
可是他没有用谦卑的心与神同行。
Yet he did not use a humble heart to walk with God.
我们刚刚提到说，这个与神同行就行神的旨意。
We have just mentioned that to walk with God means to do the will of God.
祷告是其中一个。
Prayer is one of them.
那举一个例子，大家所熟悉的一个故事比喻啊，就是这个法利赛人和税吏的祷告。
One of the famous parable is the prayer between Pharisees and the
tax
collector.
那这两个人都祷告，其实这两个人都行神的旨意。
And all both of these people they do the will of God.
可是一个是很骄傲，觉得很自义啊，就是这个法利赛人，他觉得说。你看神啊，我做这么多事。
But yet, Pharisee was proud of himself doing all these God's work.
可是税吏呢，是带着谦卑的心啊，与神同行啊。
Yet this tax
在祷告着。
Yes, this tax collector was humbly walking with God.
所以，其实这个最后一句话，存着谦卑与神同行啊，其实相当困难。
Therefore, this last phrase is actually very difficult to do.
甚至比那前面两个还要困难。
It's even more difficult than the first two.
而且更难发觉到。
And it's even harder to realize.
啊，当一个人，我就举一个例子了。
For example,
哪个比较简单
？Which one is easier?
啊，我们长不好看，做什么事都失败。
We do not have a good look, and we do everything unsuccessfully.
IQ 又低，智商又低。
We do not have great intelligence.
啊，这个没有什么才干。
And we do not have talents.
我们可以骄傲起来吗
？Can we be proud of ourselves?
可能自卑感很重啊。
Probably we feel ashamed of ourselves.
可是当一个人啊，长得英俊又有才干又很成功。
But when someone who is really handsome andhas great talents and、
啊、很多人都说你很好你很好
everyone is telling him or her that you are very good、
哦、那时候要谦卑下来很难啊
and during that time it is really difficult for you to be humble
为什么
why
人家说我好啊我的确我是做很多好事啊我做很多圣功啊
because everyone is telling me that I'm doing good and I myself feel that I have done something good as well
这个是事实啊，怎么会否定掉呢
？This is a fact. How can I reject it?
哎，赚钱，这个神祝福我，可是我有努力啊。
Making、
我没有努力，怎么会赚这么多钱呢
？Making money, this is the blessing of God. But without my own efforts, how can I gain it?
其实这已经有点骄傲了。
In fact, this is already act of proudness.
我们来看这个路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
17章
Chapter 17
第十节
Verse 10
路加福音十七章第十节
Luke 17 verse 10
十七章第十节
17 verse 10
这是主耶稣教导我们
This is what the Lord tells us
当我们做完一切工作的时候
When we have finished all our work
第十节这样说
Verse 10 says
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说 我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants, we have only done our duty.
中文说无用啊，那英文是翻成说没有什么价值啊，可是其实是无用。
And the Chinese translation means we are useless.
很奇怪耶，在教会啊，如果我们做很多圣工，人家说哎，你讲道很好啊，啊，你行政很好啊，这个你好像很有爱心啊，啊，做得很公益啊。
So when we are doing church work, people might say that you have done something very well and you are a very good worker of God.
甚至有人会给你一个感觉说，没有你啊，我们可能会受很大的苦啊。
And some people may give you the impression that without you, we will be suffering.
那么主耶稣说啊，做完以后啊，说我是无用的。哎，奇怪，别人说我有用，圣经说我无用。
However, the Lord Jesus here tells us that we are useless servants. But why would others say we are very useful?
那这有没有冲突？
Is there a conflict?
没有冲突。
There is actually no conflict.
那是看怎么看。
This is how it depends on how you look at it.
什么时候做谦卑啊？
What does it mean to be humble?
如果没有看不懂的话，没办法解释的话，可能我们对谦卑不太了解。
If we cannot explain this, that means we do not have a full understanding of being humble.
谦卑可能是说，这谦卑就是我们拿那个最低的位置。
Humble means we take the lowest, lowest
status. 因为在生活上，我们有很多不同的地位。
Because in our life we have different positions and status.
可是我们拿最低的地位。
And then we have taken the lowest status.
我们来看这个腓立比书第二章。
Turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章的第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
我们来看什么叫做谦卑。
Let's look at what does it mean to be humble.
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。第六节。
6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。第七节。
7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。我们读到这里，在这里啊，要以耶稣的心为心啊，其实是在讲谦卑的心呢。
In here, that it describes that our attitude should be the same as Jesus Christ means that we should be humble. 啊，
那作者保罗就提主耶稣是怎么谦卑。
And Paul here mentions how Jesus showed humbleness.
这里说，耶稣有神的形象，其实他就是神啊。
In here, he says that Lord Jesus has the nature of God.
他是神啊。
He is God himself.
那不以自己与神同等为强夺，就是说，如果耶稣说他是神，这不是强夺的，这不是好像骄傲，他可以是这样说，因为是事实。
And he did not, consider.Equality with God, something to be grasped, because He is God Himself.
It's not a robbery.
It's not a robbery.
所以耶稣可以说他是说开他是神，可是怎么样呢？第七节说反倒虚己。
But yet He made Himself nothing.
取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And then He take the nature of a servant.
我们至高的神，荣耀的神，竟然生在马槽里面。
Our glorious God in heaven, he was born in a very lowly status.
真的人哦，想说神怎么降世出于在一个马槽，我看来看去我看不出来啊。
And how can a God who was born in such lowly position or in status that no one would even notice?
如果我们是神的话，可能有些人说啊，我下来啊，带天使，谁不听话，叫天使把他杀了。
If I were a god, when I when I'm born onto this earth, and if someone is not obedient, I would just tell an angel to kill him.
而且显现自己是神啊, 荣耀得不得了。
And then I would reveal myself as God, and then to be able.
主耶稣没有这样做。
But yet, Lord Jesus did not do this.
身在马槽里面, 就是 nobody啊, 就是 你看到这个只能是 真的 真的好像世上这么多人, 他好像只是其中一个, 好像不是很重要。
And he was born in a way that he just as normal as any other human being in this world.
那第八节说他有人的样式不止这样子, 他有人的样式哦, 他什么, 谦卑下来, 什么,
and in verse 8, it says that he has appearance of a man, and then he humble, even humble himself.
成一个普通的人还是义人成为一个罪人,
and then he
谦卑下来,
he became a
he humbled himself and become a sinner.
And he humbled himself and become a sinner.
他被人认为是个罪人。
He let others think that he is a sinner.
他接受,
he accept that.
他也承担我们的罪,
he also receives all our sins.
要公义的话, 他可以跟神跟人们讲说, 罪是你们自己的, 关我什么关系,
if he were to
你自己担吧,
act, if he were to act justly, then he would say that all your sins you should be responsible for yourself. I do not need to carry them.
他谦卑, 他顺神给他这个罪的重担, 他就接受。
Yet God, he humbled himself so that he was able to accept all our sins.
所以这是什么叫谦卑?
So what
the, 主耶稣拿最低的位置。
So what does it mean to be humble? It means that Lord Jesus, he takes the lowest status and position.
当我们做很多好事的时候, 在神面前, 我们赤裸裸, 其实我们是一无所有, 全部都是神给的, 我们是无用的, 神没有给我们任何东西, 我做不了什么事。
When we have done something good, we need to understand that all these are given by God. We are actually useless.
那讲到应用, 在生活上,
and how do we apply all these to our lives?
有几点?
There are several points.
首先呢, 我发觉到说, 我们有些人, 读圣经啊, 读了一两次啊, 觉得自己圣经很懂。
Sometimes we will feel that we have read the Bible many times, we understand the Bible.
啊, 所以哦, 在判断事情的时候, 也不怎么祷告求问神。
So when we treat our matters in life, we would not pray about it.
真的神的旨意是这样子吗?
Is this really the will of God?
哦, 经验是这样跟我讲的啊。
The experience is telling me like this. And this is how God gave me the instruction last time.
可是谦卑的人还会向神跪着祈求神带领。
But who a person who is humble, he would continue to ask the guidance from God each time. Let's turn to an example in 1 Samuel chapter
5.
2 Samuel chapter 5.
撒母耳记下第五章, 19节和23节。
2 Samuel chapter 5.
撒母耳记下第五章19节, 还有23节。
Verse 19 and 23.
在这里是记载着这个非利士人两次跟大卫打战。
In here it described two times that the Pharisees have battled with the Israelites.
在第一次打战里面, 19节, 大问求问神,
in verse 19, King David asked God on how he should do.
那神告诉说, 你就上去, 我会把敌人交给你。
And God told him that you can go up and I will give you your enemy.
啊, 过了不久, 这个非利士人又来打战。
And not long after, the Philistines come in again to attack him.
还是在同一个地方哦,
at the same location.
请问我们会怎么做?
If we were David, what would we do?
啊, 这个我知道了啦。
And I have known this.
啊, 跟上次一样嘛, 就上去嘛。
This is just the same as last time. We can just go up.
这神的旨意不用祷告了, 因为神上次说过了。
And this is the will of God because God had already instructed us last time.
他没有这样做。
He did not do this.
23节。
Verse 23.
我们看大卫求问神啊, 神说不要一直的上去啊, 要转到他们后头, 从桑树对面, 攻打他们, 23节。
And verse 23, it says, David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, do not go straight up, but circle around behind them and attack them in front.
And
fortunately, King David had asked God.
他求告神说, and
the Lord told him that you cannot go up.
有时候我发觉到说, 我们有时候觉得很自信啊, 这个觉得是这样子。 可是我被神教导不是那样子，还是要祷告。
Sometimes we might be very confident that this is the will of God. We can do this just like last time, but this is not the same case.
比如说讲道，一篇讲道在另外一边讲，要用来这里哦，要祷告，不是说那边人很喜欢，我就用来这里，这边的人会很喜欢，我就得到造就，不一定啊。
For example, if I use the same topic to speak in different church, I would still need to pray so that all the congregation will gain benefits.
所以我们今天就讨论这三点。
And we will talk about these 3 points here tonight.
神向我们要的是什么？
What does God requires of us?
可这个是一个三个功课， 其实是我们还是很缺乏的， 我们还是要努力的。
These 3 lessons are something that we are still lacking and we need to learn from them.
这个行公义困难在哪里? 是困难在有利益冲突的时候, 有贪心的时候, 有得罪我们的时候。
Why is it difficult to act justly is when we have a conflict of interest.
第二, 好怜悯。
And second, to love mercy.
圣经是要求, 神要求我们是好怜悯, 不是知道怜悯。
What the Bible teaches is we need to love mercy, not just to understand mercy.
第三,
third,
存着谦卑心与神同行，
to walk humbly with God.
这是当我们做得很好的时候，我们拿那个最低的位置，我们在神面前是无用的仆人。
When we have done something for God, we need to understand that all these are given by God, and we are useless servants.
在很多事情上，我们还是要求告神，看圣经虽然很懂，还是要继续看，用谦卑心来看。
In all things, we should inquire God to having teach us on what to do.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
244首。
244.
因为中文只有两节， 那我们就唱，英文就唱第一节和最后一节。
Sing just first verse and last verse.